An extraordinary rescue mission is underway this morning in western New South Wales to try and save the ailing Murray cod near Menindee. Fisheries officers will be trying to scoop them up in nets and then drive them more than 100 kilometres downstream. It comes after the recent fish kills in the river system, as Thomas Arredi reports.
The recent disturbing images of the large deep-water-dwelling fish floating dead on the river's surface have become a symbol of the degradation of the Murray-Darling Basin. But now there's a plan to save those that remain. Niall Blair is the New South Wales Minister for Primary Industries.
So we've got experts on the ground as we speak looking to relocate particularly the Murray cod that we see in this weir pool. They'll be either relocated further down the system or, if need be, they can be housed at our Naranja Fishery Centre.
Experts will use a variety of methods to rescue the fish, in particular nets that will confine them to an area before they're lifted carefully from the water. Then they'll be driven in a special fish stocking truck, which is aerated and temperature monitored. So it's by no means easy, but Niall Blair says it needs to happen now.
We certainly know that there are some in the weir pool that are certainly struggling, and that's because the flows have ceased to flow over that weir pool, or we're ceasing to flow today and tomorrow. And that's something that we want to make sure that we address and relocate these cod to give them the best chance of survival.
The fish rescue's happening now due to concerns about the region's water resources. Broken Hills, not too far away, and authorities need to stop flows in a weir to make sure the city still has enough drinking water. When that happens, it'll leave the Murray cod even more susceptible to stress.
We know that the water will stop flowing over that weir very soon. So this is the call by the experts to say that they think the conditions in that weir pool will probably lead to the death of these fish. That's why we're taking this action.
In the meantime, the Department of Primary Industries says it's continuing to monitor water quality in the river system, and it's finalising an assessment of temporary aerators placed within the Darling River with the aim of improving it for those still remaining even after this extraordinary initiative.
Thomas Arredi reporting there.